Mike, the last 48 hours or since you've gotten back from Lincoln, Nebraska, how do you feel you and your teammates been able to just kind of deal with what took place this past weekend in terms of trying to move forward?
I mean, we have to put it behind us. We got no other choice, you know. Just a few games left this season. We got to really stay positive. You know, just keep working hard. You know, it's an unfortunate loss, but, you know, we got to just put that behind us and keep working because, you know, we still have great things yet to come this season.
Did you notice any sort of hangover effect or just, like, maybe guys being a little bit more down than usual after a game like
that? To be honest, I haven't been around the team as much. We had the day off yesterday. You know, it's an NCAA rule where you take a day off a week. So hadn't been around much of the team yesterday. Had a lot of homework to get caught up on and stuff like that. So.
How's your ankle?
It's good. I think it'll be ready to go and everything. So,
how difficult was it coming back?
It actually wasn't really hurting me too bad. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it hurts right away, and then, you know, I went out in the hallway and jogged a little bit, and then it was feeling better.
You guys have lost so many close games. We're in the final 2 minutes. You're tied ahead, and then it just seems to be a couple plays here and there on one side of the court that's changed the outcome. Is there anything, any common factor as to why you're not quite close to the deal?
The thing I could think of would be we just got to continue to stay aggressive. I think we get a little bit tense maybe, you know, thinking that we have to make the perfect play, you know, get too afraid to make a mistake. You just got to go out there and play hard, play confidently like you know how to play. And, you know, that's something that we could definitely get better at, in my opinion.
You and Adam came in together, good friends for a long, long time. Do you think the expectations were fair that he's faced?
You know, I think that, you know, wherever you're going to be, there's always going to be expectations from the outside. And I would say you just can't pay attention to any of those because, you know, you yourself, you know your goals. You know, the coaches have the goals for you too. And so you just got to – you can't look to those outside sources. You got to always just stay within yourself.
But with him versus you, it seems like it's a little bit easier as a guard. I don't know, maybe it's not. But, you know, as opposed to a center where it's just a different style of play that you have to get used to at a younger age.
Yeah, it is a lot different, I would say. You know, he's been going against kids a lot shorter than him, guys that, you know, football players going out for the basketball team just to bang him around, maybe fouling him a little bit. You know, I think that's what we did at South Sioux. But, you know, so, you know, in the physicality, the Big Ten is a very physical league, and, you know, you're down there banging in the post. You know, it can be tough, but, you know, I think Adam is capable of doing it, and, you know, he's a great player.
He's also averaging 5 rebounds in 15 minutes of play.
Yeah, man, I would say he's playing very good defense, you know. His one-on-one post defense is pretty good.
Do you feel like the three freshmen, you and Adam and Anthony, it's the start of something maybe really big. You guys are logging a lot of minutes now. You're all get experience and just how that bodes for the future, do you think?
I think, you know, we're all making huge improvements this season. I think that it's only going to help us in the future. But, you know, right now and not even thinking about that, all I'm thinking about is finishing this season on a positive note and, you know, going out the end of the season and, you know, doing what we know we're capable of doing.